We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct. To refer to Juan Guaido as anything but interim president falls into the narrative of a dictator.
Don't tell that to the White House, which has dropped the interim tag altogether and now calls Juan Guaido the legitimate president of Venezuela. But journalists aren't following the State Department's orders.
You're complaining because news outlets are calling him by a title that you don't think that he...
Not a complaint, pointing out, just trying to correct.
Well, it sounds like a complaint to me, and that seems pretty weak sauce. I don't understand what your problem is. I mean,
he's the interim president,
you consider him to be the interim president, and as you say, 50 other countries outside of recognize him as the interim president. But there are more than 190 members of the United Nations, so your 50 countries is not even close to half.
What AP journalist Matt Lee said is true. There are 195 countries. Last I checked, 50 is a lot less than half of 195. But Senator Marco Rubio is taking the pressure campaign to another level. First, he chastised the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post, not exactly staunch critics of U.S. foreign policy, for using the terms opposition leader and self-declared interim president to describe Guaido. Then Rubio pondered if CNN is conspiring with Moscow to undermine Guaido. There's no telling what the U.S. will do next or who it might sanction. Perhaps it will force CNN and the Wall Street Journal to register as foreign agents just like this network.